So again, star two on the phone. The only thing we ask is that you make sure when you know you're unmuted, that we've unmuted you, that you don't have your mute button down because we can't control that. So those are the rules.
Right. And we'll mute them, though, if they basically are making too much noise. Okay, so there's literally hundreds of you guys on the line now. Julie, I've already started the recording. So, guys, listen.
Great.
We've been talking about this on the podcast every day, and we're doing this mastermind as our way of thanking all of you guys. Julie, is that you or is that somebody else?
Nope.
Thank you, all of you guys, for helping to make Harris Rules number one on Amazon. And what happened was that book went beyond just being number one on Amazon. It actually became number one on Amazon for all of Kindle nonfiction books. So it actually transcended our original goal, which was basically just to make it for all of you guys, make it for all of our listeners, make it for all of our coaching clients. And it sort of kind of transcended beyond that to the point now where it's creating a life of its own, which is really wonderful because that obviously was always our intent, to help as many people as possible. So what we're going to be doing on this podcast, or I'm sorry, on this mastermind, listen to me, as a way of saying thank you, is we are going to give you guys a really intense dose of how we actually think this time of year. I've been sort of laying the groundwork for that on the podcast every day for the past couple of weeks. But here's really the bottom line. This mastermind, this time of year, is critical because so many of you guys involuntarily, I think for the most part, go into a hibernation mode. And when you do that, you really do kill – you really absolutely positively kill your momentum for next year because you have none. You kind of crawl into next year. And there's so many agents that have this – it's not just agents, as I've talked about. We have a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to us. There's so many people that go into this holiday mode, and they go into it prematurely. They have a tendency to go into holiday mode around October and don't come out of holiday mode until January. So they're basically taking themselves out of action for effectively 3 to 4 months. And so what we're going to be doing is everything in our power, everything you guys will allow us to do over the next 90 days to really get your mind straight, get your body straight. Uh-oh, there's going to be a physical aspect of this. You know, Julie and I were talking this morning. So this mastermind is really about helping you get your physical, as in your body's house in order, your physical, as in your financial house in order, and then obviously we're going to help you guys work on your overall business plan for 2018. And you know what? Here's a little, I would almost call it an argument that Julie and I had this morning when we were exercising. Julie wanted to basically make the goals for you guys that we set, or we proposed to you to have individually. She wanted to make them more manageable and more obtainable. And then I didn't. I wanted to make them maybe more stringent, higher, more, I think, difficult than maybe some of you guys will be used to. And the reason, and we settled on a number that we're going to suggest for the number of listings that all of you guys are going to take in the next 90 days. So here are the three tenets of this mastermind. Please write these down. All right? So write this down. The three tenets are, number one, we want all of you guys to basically have a listings goal, a number of listings you're going to take in the next 90 days. And like I said, we're going to take whatever you come up with, because some of you guys are going to come up with absolute wimp answers. We're going to take whatever you come up with, and we're going to ask you to triple it. Now, some of you are already going to come up with a big lofty number, and so that number is going to be good, but we're going to help you determine what that number should be. So number two, and I think the ideal number for a number of listings you guys should take should be 10. That should be 10. Now, if 10 listings is no big deal for you, then take 20. I have coaching clients, personal coaching clients that have been with me for years that take literally 4 and 5 listings a week. So for you, you know your number has to be more. The idea is that all of you have at least 10 listings rolling into next year. Now, some of you guys have never had listings before. Some of you guys have never been in a situation before where you have, you've never been on a listing presentation, or the only listing presentations you've gone on have been with your friends and family. In other words, non-competitive listing situations, so you don't really know how to go out and go after the business. Well, we're going to help you with that. So, number one, I want you to all have the goal of taking at least 10 new listings this year. Are you guys writing these things down? Now, if you want to have massive momentum in most markets, if you have 10 listings come January, they're all great sellable listings, all those things are going to be getting calls. They're going to be getting buyer calls. Some of you are listening to us and you've never been on our podcast, you've just bought our book, you landed on our website, you signed up for this event, you have no idea what you're getting yourself into. So here's the thought for you. When you have listings, you don't have to buy buyer leads. When you have listings, you don't have to put up with bullshit. And I promise you guys, I was taking the gloves off, and this is for our private consumption, not public consumption like on the podcast. So we're going to be 100% direct with you. When you have listings, you don't have to tolerate bullshit. You don't have to tolerate all these new shiny fangled ideas. You don't have to worry about where everyone else is buying their leads. You don't have to buy leads from Zillow or from any of the other portals. You don't have to buy leads from Facebook, which is becoming, you know, replacing Zillow. You don't have to worry about any of that crap. You completely and totally transcend all the bullshit that everyone has to worry about when you have listings. And furthermore, if you want to pick up an occasional buyer when you have listings, we want you to be absolute jerks about the buyers you work with. The buyers you should work with, and we're going to get into more into this over the next, you know, we talk about this in our book, Harris Rules. But the only buyers we really want you guys working with are the ones that are the sellers that have to buy something, or the buyers that are so motivated that they're just like bouncing off the, like, for example, the buyers that want to buy your listings. The buyers other than that, the ones that basically have sucked up most of your springs and summers, the buyers that have basically made you question your sanity for being in real estate, we are giving you permission to get rid of them. Get them out of your life. Refer them to other agents in your office for 25 or 35%, and, you know, God bless them and send them on down the river. And you can only do that. You only have the right to do that when you have at least 10 listings at all times. You guys clear on that? So we want all of your best energies every day, not worrying about some gimmicky lead follow-up plan, or not worrying about buying buyer leads or tweaking your Facebook ads or whatever little, you know, charlatan ideas coming out of, you know, a lot of our competitors' mouths. We want you just focusing on one thing, having 10 listings at all times. That gives you complete clarity. And again, we're on a private pod or a private mastermind, so I can be honest with you. Most everybody else is basically being paid to give you guys advice that is designed to basically support the people paying them. So when you go to an event and you see a Zillow sign or a Bank of America sign in the back of the room, who the hell do you think is paying that speaker to talk? When you go to somebody's event or you anything like that, these guys are all paid shills. I know it for a fact because all the people that want to – we get calls and solicitations all the time from big companies and small companies wanting to become sponsors. They want to basically offer us money, and sometimes a lot of money, to essentially endorse their products. And I might have a sponsor for maybe a month or two like we have in the past, and that's it. And if I hear bad feedback from our students, they're gone. We're not going to be owned by some sort of third party. So when you hear information from us, you can be guaranteed that it's been basically put through a funnel. And if we do have a sponsor, I'm going to tell you that they're sponsored. There's going to be none of this snaky little tricky shit that's been happening in the education space over the past 10 years. So I just want – that's my pledge to you guys. So number one, we want you to have 10 listings at all times. I think we've made that clear. Number two – okay, now this is a big goal, but I'm going to put it on all of you guys. This is the time of year when most of you go from fat to fatter. Yes, I'm talking about fat. I'm talking about losing weight. So here's the problem with going to fat to fatter. If you go from fat to fatter this time of year and you think in your head, well, I'm going to start my weight loss thing in January, bullshit. You might show up at the gym one, two, or three times, and after that, you will never go again. You guys should Google for information on this. It's actually quite hilarious. Most gyms get almost all their money in like the first maybe 4 months of the year from all the fat people who got fatter over the holidays, who show up at the gym, sign 12-month contracts, can't get out of the contracts, and basically are stuck paying a gym membership and never show up at the gym again. That's how those businesses in a lot of cases basically pay their bills. They pay their bills based on fat people that are too lazy to lose the fat. Okay, am I offending you? If I'm offending you, it's probably because you know you need to lose some weight. So here's what I would suggest to you guys. I would suggest that you start the year, or you have the next 90 days, you have the goal of losing 10 pounds. Losing 10 pounds. Now, we'll talk about that a little bit. We're not fitness coaches, but let's be honest. There's so much common sense information out there about losing weight. You know, it's no real sense in talking about it. Here, your coaches are practicing what they preach. Big surprise, right? Julie and I, who don't really need to lose weight, we joined this absolutely horrible place called Orange Theory, and we're going every single day.
It's a horrible
place. Horrible on that. It is horrible. It's adult torture, but we're going every single day. It's adult torture. It's for an hour, and you know what? We're practicing what we preach. Now, I want to give you a little insight here, guys. A lot of agents and people in general, what they do is they get into these patterns of they basically will, this time of year, they'll stop working. They'll make themselves broker. they'll stop taking care of themselves and they'll make themselves fatter. And then when they roll into the next year, they have no energy, they have no enthusiasm because they look in the mirror, they don't like the way they look. They look at their checkbook, they don't, or checking account or whatever, they don't like their balance. They look at their listings board and all they have is a bunch of wanker buyers. Guys, that's going to kill your momentum going into next year. Are you with me? Hold on. Hold on. Ready? One, two, three. Are you with me?
Good.
Okay,
I like
good. Yeah, I do too. All right, so that's what I want you guys to fight against. Now, I'm going to share something with you, and I learned this from my nephew, and I didn't tell Julie I was going to do this, and I'm sure some of you are going to be like, you know, remember, this is a private group, and I told you we were taking the gloves off. Julie and I are Christians and all that, but look, we appreciate a good swear word now and then. So my little nephew, who just went to college, named Ethan Harris, told me this, and I love it. So I'm going to share it with all you guys. And I trust me, you're going to be a little, some of you are going to be like, I bet you we're going to, I'm looking at see if any of you hang up when I say this. I want you guys to declare total fucking war against your goals, right? TFW. That is the mantra of this mastermind, TFW. Write that down. If you don't like using the swear word, that's fine. Change it to fluffing. I don't really care. But the point is I want you to declare total war. Total war means you leave it all on the field. Total war means you take those 10 listings. Total war means if you don't know how to take the 10 listings, you learn how to take the 10 listings. Total war means if you don't have your pre-listing pack, you get that shit done. Total fucking war. That's what you have to declare this time of year. And the same goes true with going to the gym, with getting your body in shape. We want you to roll into 2018 and have the best momentum, the best energy and enthusiasm. Remember, physical and fiscal.
This is
going to
be like
right?
Audible for you, isn't it? I can tell.
Oh, my God.
Physical,
this is already tough.
Fiscal.
It's a tongue twister. Right. So, guys, you guys get the point. Now, this is how Julie and I think. This is how we live, professionally speaking. So when we are working, we work. When we go to the gym, we go to the gym. When we do what we're going to do, we do what we don't want to do, and we don't want to do it at the highest level. And we've been doing it for so long that it just becomes natural. It becomes organic. And we don't want you guys to struggle anymore thinking that you have to listen to a bunch of motivational horseshit salespeople trying to get you all pumped up. Every single research study that's ever been done on motivational speakers, and it's the reason we loathe that space, and when people call us motivational speakers online, we always correct them. It's because the motivational speaker circuit is essentially based on a bunch of assumptions about human psychology, which have long since ago been proved to be false. And here's a few simple facts. And you guys can go to Google, and I think it was the website Skeptic Magazine, I don't remember what. They did a real deep dive into motivational speaking. When you go to a motivational speaker, generally speaking, all they're trying to do is sell you into something else. You guys all know that's true, so stop going. Number two, when you go to a motivational speaker, generally speaking, whatever mindset stuff they give you is only a temporary a feeling, a temporary emotion. So the longest that psychological effect lasts is 2 weeks, and that's their research, not mine. We know, you know intuitively, you just are looking for a shortcut, that the only way to truly have lasting levels of motivation is to be in action. When you're in action losing 10 pounds, when you're in action every day doing what you don't want to do, when you don't want to do it, losing the 10 pounds and focusing on those 10 listings, what's going to happen is the motivation will follow. So I beg all of you listening to take this seriously, and I want you all to understand that the motivation will come as a result of the action. If you think that the motivation is going to come as a result of you listening to a bunch of motivational speakers or reading a bunch of motivational books, those are only temporary. Those are just mere breadcrumbs. They do not compare to actually being in action. Julie, does that make sense?
Absolutely, it makes sense. And I'm really thrilled to see so many people on this call, and I'll be very interested to see all of their success. So how do you apply this? And, Tim, if you're ready, I can give them some quick, practical, applicable things right out of the book. It's up to you.
Point number three, here's what I want all of you guys to do. I don't know how many of you guys are Premier Coaching members. This mastermind was open to anyone who purchased the book, whether they basically were a Premier Coaching member or not. But here's what I'd like to do. All of you who have access to the private Facebook page, so here's what we're going to all do as a group. We all need to support each other in this, and I know some of you guys are going to struggle to accomplish some of these goals. I promise you, And Julie promises you, right, Julie? You don't know what
yep.
I'm about to promise, right? That we are going to leave it all in the field for the rest of you, for all of you, for the rest of the year. And if you need help, if you need a boost, we're going to do it. Do not ask for Premier Coaching content if you're not a Premier Coaching member, because I'm not going to give it to you. So don't email me asking for the pre-listing pack if you're not a Premier Coaching member, okay, just for the record. But if you are a Premier Coaching member and you're asking for content, or if you have specific content-related questions, I want you to don't use this time to go and ask questions that you could just basically have easily answered yourself just by going to the website and searching for what you're looking for. So when Julie is talking, she's going to be talking about specific content. You need to be proactive and go there and find it, opposed to asking Julie or trying to insinuate that, you know, this is a customer service call. It's not. So I'm just laying down some ground rules. But here's what I'd like all of you guys to do. Every single day for the next 90 days, you can include weekends if you'd like to, I challenge all of you, listen to what I'm telling you, because you're now signing up for at least 10 pounds off, and you're signing up for at least 10 new listings. I challenge all of you to go to the private Facebook page and post every single day the answer to these two questions. Okay? Did you move towards your goal that day or away from your goal? And you can talk about it if you'd like on your post. Now, some of you guys who are really serious about this, we'll post a video. So I want it to be simple. I don't want this to be something that you guys are not going to want to do. I just want you to go on the private Facebook page, and I want you to say, Friday, September 22nd, and today I move towards my goal of taking 10 new listings in 10 pounds. Or I moved away from my goal. You need to be proactive in talking about what you did. And again, if you want to do a video, if you want to do a little daily journal and post it there, you are going to get so much social reinforcement when you do that, that you are going to feel like an absolute ass if you didn't actually do what you were supposed to do that particular day. And that's how we want you to feel. You guys know that when you have external social pressure to accomplish a goal, you actually will. So before Julie takes over here, the question I have for all of you is, how would you feel if you were rolling into 2018 10 pounds lighter with 10 active listings? How would you feel? Seriously,
here's
guys.
A thought for you.
How rock and yeah, right? That's where I want you guys to have all your best energies focused. And remember, I doubt if there's a single one of you on this call that doesn't need to lose 10 pounds, so I'm not even worried about that. But some of you listening are already listings rock stars, and we have people that have listings that are 70 and 80 listings. Whatever realistically should be your reach goal, that's what we want you to do. And most of you guys, 10 listings is going to be a good number to take into next year. If you do that, how are you going to feel? You know what? I'm going to ask you guys now, right now, and I'm going to call on some people, Julie. So what is it, Julie? Star 2?
Star 2 for them to raise their hand. Yes.
Okay. Star 2 if you want to raise your hand. And I'm going to scroll down here. I don't see any hands raised.
You've got somebody at the top in Colorado. At the very
yeah,
top.
But they probably don't know they've been at the top. So they probably don't know they had their hand raised. All right, I got somebody right there. All right, so Louise, keep it short. I'm going to unmute you. 1, 2, 3. Louise Hernandez in Miami, 305.
That might be Tatiana.
Yes.
I think I know who that is.
Oh,
Tatiana?
This is Maria. I don't know why it comes out as Louise Hernandez.
Maria.
Hey.
Okay, are you signed?
Yes, yes. I'm
yes,
excited.
Yes. Okay,
I'm
good.
Getting ready to make that phone my bitch. I would feel fantastic if I could take 10 listings in the next 90 days.
Did you hear what she said?
I did. She's a good
I
egg,
love
though.
That. Make the phone your bitch. I love that. All right, so listen, Maria. Do you need to lose 10 pounds? Be honest.
Oh, I could stand to lose about 30, but yeah, I'll start with 10.
Okay, let's start with 10 pounds. Look, let's do 10 pounds by the end of the year, because if you do 10 pounds by the end of the year, you know as well as I do, you're going to lose the rest. You might even lose more than 10. So I want you to right now tell me how you're going to do it. What are you going to do? You cannot do what you've been doing. You cannot rely on yourself to do it, because you won't do it. So how are you going to do it?
Just do 30
minutes. What gym are you joining, my dear? What?
I'm not joining a gym.
I
just
want to
do 30 minutes at my house in the morning, first thing in the morning. Videos.
You won't do it.
I've lost
you won't
weight
do
that.
It. Nope.
I've lost weight that way before.
It's good to me.
Okay.
Senora, you won't do it if you only are doing it for 30 pounds. you're going to have to do, or if you're only doing it for 30 minutes, you're going to have to do a combination of probably low carb, and I want you to seriously consider actually going out of your way and putting yourself in the danger zone like Julie and I have. Please consider doing that. Take this seriously. Okay? Two teenage goddess? See?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Two TNS goddess?
Did I have what?
Do you have desire?
It's not coming across. Oh, do I have desire?
Okay. Yes.
Yes, for my health, definitely.
Okay, thank
not
you. I want
energy,
you to seriously consider. Okay, who else? Thank you. Thank you for your participation. Stay tuned. All right, so who else wants to verbally sign on? Julie, we have hundreds of people on this, and she's the only one that had the guts to raise her hand. And I have no doubt in my mind that she'll actually do something with it because she had the guts. Who else would like to say something, would like to verbally say they're on to it? All right, so you know what? One, two, three. Okay, here we go. I'm going to pull on Tracy. Julie's yelling at me for using your guys' first and last name. Tracy, so are you signing on?
Yes.
Are you in agreement?
I absolutely am.
There's no doubt in your mind you're going to lose 10 pounds. You're going to take 10. You're going to have 10 active listings rolling into the year. Correct?
No doubt.
Okay, I believe you. And are you going to post every single day on the private Facebook page about your success?
Yes, I will.
Okay, good. You're a rock star. I appreciate it. What's your weight? What's your plan to lose the weight?
Low carb and starting out doing some walking and then like a fitness for beginners program that I actually signed up for this morning.
Okay, good. You guys got to be careful on the taking the lightweight version of trying to lose 10 pounds because what's going to happen is you're going to have the holiday, everything, you know, that's going to fight against you. Everywhere you turn is going to be something tasty to put in your mouths. So you guys are going to have to be more proactive than you ever have been about losing 10 pounds. Losing weight this time of year is very difficult, but the reason that Julie and I decided to put it on the repertoire for this mastermind was for the sake of actually making it so you guys are learning discipline when no one else has discipline. So Tracy, you're a rock star. I appreciate it. All right. Next up, Beverly, I believe. Someone from the area code 256. Yes?
That's me. Yes.
All right. What do you think? Are we locked in? You going to do it?
I'm going to do it. I hired a trainer 3 months ago because of listening to you guys. I'm down 12 pounds. So what I'm going to do different is follow the food plan that he makes for me every week.
Okay, good. So, but look, you're an example. Look how you basically had a trainer who, and you were only doing maybe 75% of what he was asking you to do. Is that about right?
That's correct.
No more 75% efforts out of you. You got to kick ass. You got to drill down. It's TFW time of work or time of year. You understand?
I do.
All right, TFW sister. Thank you. All right, I'm moving on to someone from Twin Cities, Minnesota, where they probably already have 2 feet of snow on the ground. First name of Catherine. Catherine,
we actually have 90 degrees today. Thank you.
I know. Look at you.
Maybe next week we'll have some snow, but today we have 90 degrees.
All right, so are you signed on?
I am totally on board. I'm totally signed on.
Let me hear
your
plan. Good.
I do a circuit training program that I did a couple of years ago that kicks your ass, and it's like a total circuit cardio. It's amazing. So I signed up for that starting today.
Sounds
and I'm
like
taking
total
on
adult
new
torture.
I'm
like
door,
door knocking,
total adult
good.
Torture, absolutely. And I'm door knocking today.
Hey, Catherine, listen. The door knocking is great. I'm glad you're doing it, but you're being a wimp by not going after the people that already have their hands in there are saying they have to sell their house. Those would be
no,
the unrepresented.
Door knocking expired.
Okay, then. You should have said that. You're going after the expireds. Good job. And
there's
a ton of expireds this time of year from all the sellers that had loftier opinions of their house's value than they really should have had. And this is the perfect time of year to go after the business because all the other agents are, you know, pulling up their plate of Christmas cookies and going into their caves for the rest of the year, right?
Guilty as charged.
Oh, no, not now. Not now.
In the past.
Okay?
Not now. No, not now.
That's right.
Now.
All right, good job. All right, I'm going to call on a couple more people. Thank you. All right. Oh, I have to call on Miss Cooper. Andrea.
Hi.
Hi.
So
you're always a great contributor. You're always a great contributor on the Facebook group. So Julie and I always like to return the love. So let's hear it. What are you going to do? What's your plan?
I just already contributed because I sent a post to the Facebook page with the Afghans link, but they had a really interesting short video about hidden sugars. And I'm 60 now, so my metabolism is totally crapped out with even figure skating 3 days a week and running 2 days a week. I'm really struggling. But I just got a handle on the hidden sugars, and it's making a difference. So I posted that on Facebook.
There's sugar in everything, right?
Yeah, but,
I mean, that's
even
the reason.
Things, but even in things like that, you would think it's not like oatmeal. You know, there's like 12 teaspoons of sugar in it. So,
Exactly. There's a little delay on our line. Sorry, your listeners. All right. So, yes, what she's saying, listen to what she's saying. She just told you guys a shortcut, and it really does work. You guys just go low carb. I'm not going to – you go buy Body – or go buy Atkins for Life, but there's so many books that have come after Atkins for Life. Atkins for Life, I think, was written back in the 80s. It was written like 30 years ago. And he got so much crap from people because he was basically saying go low carb, high protein, and everyone on the face of the earth tried to prove him wrong. And every time they tried to prove him wrong, it turned out he proved him right. And now pretty much everybody is saying have a low carb lifestyle. And what Andrea just correctly said, and this is a little nasty part of sugar. They have been spiking all food with sugar for decades, getting our brains addicted to sugar, because when you have sugar, you get this small little dopamine hit or whatever it is, and it makes it so that we're literally addicted to sugar. And that's the reason there's an excessive amount of sugar in everything. If you look back at – all you got to do is look at the label and see how many carbs it has. Most of you guys who are losing weight want to go 50 grams of carbs or less per day, which when you go off carbs, it is painful. You know, I've done it. Julie and I have done it. Every time we lose weight, we increase our exercise and we decrease our carbs. And when you and then you can
no
maintain your carbs.
No pumpkin spice lattes. It's got
exactly.
50
and
billion
that's
carbs
that's
in it.
Right. I know. So start looking at see what the carbs are. Our bodies, if you're exercising, you'll need more carbs, but don't eat. There's complex carbs that come from fruit. Eat fruit. Eat an apple before you work out. But don't be hitting the – I mean, here's how hard it is for us. So right across from this beautiful new Orange Fitness gym that Julie and I joined, right across the street, like two doors down, is this gorgeous French bakery. How hilarious is that? It's like, how do you guys actually do your planning for space? So, Andrea, is there any doubt in your mind that you're going to lose 10 pounds and you're going to have 10 new listings rolling into the year?
Absolutely not. And here's a little tip for everybody, just so you have a reference for it. In a grande soy latte from Starbucks, there's 18 carbs just in that one drink.
Yeah, milk, by the way. Normal milk has a lot of lactose in it. Lactose is a sugar. Mm-hmm. Sugar makes you fat, people. So just cut the sugar out. And again, all right. So thank you,
Andrea.
Okay,
anyway.
And thank you. Thank you for being such a rock star in our organization. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate
it.
Bye-bye.
We are moving on. I see a new one. All right. Here we go, Ashley. Are you ready? Oh, it's a web call. Hello, Ashley.
Oh, hopefully it works.
I'm sorry?
I can hear you.
Can you guys
hear
me?
You.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, you're talking over
Franktown.
The web, I know. All right, good. So let's hear it, sister. Are you signed on? Are we going to do this, 10 pounds and 10 listings?
I am, but my goal is only 5. I've already lost a lot of the weight from having a baby.
And so I'm kind
of opposite.
Oh, that's fine. That's good. What about the listings? No, that's absolutely perfectly acceptable. Julie wants to lose 5 pounds, too, because she doesn't want to lose.
I just do it with flexible dieting, so that's what I've kind of done. But I am signing up for a figure, possibly bikini competition next year, so it gives me that dedication.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Really good. So Julie and I signed up for something because you're right, that external accountability, that's the point of the mastermind. Having the back of your mind, being in front of a big group of people in a bikini will keep your ass motivated, right?
Absolutely.
We signed up for something through Orange Theory called Hell Week. Well, that sounds like fun, doesn't
it? Oh, boy.
And we signed up for Julie signed up for a 30-day weight loss challenge. So it was pretty funny. When she was signing up, the girl at the front desk, when she was signing up, needed to lose weight, and she looked at Julie and she goes like, "You're signing up for the weight loss challenge? It's because there's a $2,500 prize," and that's motivating Julie because she can buy a new purse.
Well, I mean, we're going anyway, so I'm just saying it's nice to be competitive.
Exactly.
Keep yourself motivated.
All right, so
go ahead.
Okay, so Ashley, congratulations. Stay focused, okay? Post every day on the private Facebook page. Anything in any way we can help you, please ask for help. All right, anybody else want to basically make their verbal proclamation to their commitment to the goal? All right, nobody else is, and we are running over time, and hopefully these guys need to go out and take listings. So there it is, guys. I told you it was going to be intense. I want you to write down, and I apologize. I do sincerely apologize if I offended anybody with the TFW. So you can just write TFW, and you can call it total fluffing war if you'd like to, but it has to be that level of intensity. And you have to have that level of intensity because you're going to have so many things everywhere that are going to try to basically lull you into complacency. You're going to have all the holiday food. You're going to have the fact that no one in your real estate market is working, as in the realtors aren't working. You still have plenty of sellers that want to list. You're going to have constant reminders from every single thing, every single person, and every single possible way you can imagine that this is the time of year you're allowed to be lazy. Do not give yourself that permission, because the top producers in your market are doing the exact opposite. This is one of the best top producing hacks that we ever discovered when we sold real estate. Now we've been coaching forever, and we've coached agents to do. When you work your ass off first quarter, you roll into the next year with so much. Or when you work your ass off fourth quarter, and you roll into the next year with so much momentum, it's like you can't even believe how much more business you're attracting to you, because everybody else is just getting ready to get started at the beginning of the year, and you've taken off like one of Kim Jong-un's rockets, okay, like Rocket Man's rockets. So there it is. If you guys need us for anything, I want you to post on – was that not a good joke, Julie? I heard you say
no,
something.
No, okay. Here's the thing. Let me just jump in for a second. I want you guys to use what you learned from the book. Some of you are going to end this call and say, okay, I feel motivated. Now what do I do? So in the Harris Rules book, around page 47, you have rules for running your business day, and it plays into this taking care of your mind, body, and wallet. So make sure that you are not just saying, hey, that was motivational. I feel great. I want you to go and implement something. And secondly, hidden agenda warning. One of the great benefits you're going to get from losing those 10 pounds and getting out there and working out and not just doing it in your own home or basement is that you're going to be talking about real estate. You're going to get some of your 10 listings, I guarantee you, from those workouts, assuming that you're talking about real estate. So use the website, use your Ford script, and combine the two. We talked about making this a weight loss goal because it gets you into action. So embrace that and make sure you're not out there being a secret agent during your workout. Back to you, Tim.
That's the reason. Thank you, Julie. That's the reason that we wanted you guys to get out of your houses. And if it's going to be cold in about 30 days, it's especially important for you to get out of your house, go to some place where there's other people, start making new social networks, real ones, start making new friends, start getting new listing appointments, let other people see that you're in action when other people aren't. This is all part of the psychology of success. Right? Be in action. Attend this event. Read Harris Rules' book. Post on the Facebook thing. Focus on taking 10 new listings. Read Harris Rules for basically the roadmap on how to do that. We'll talk about that more in the mastermind. And, of course, Premier Coaching is 100% about that. Focus on the best version of you. And remember, guys, TFW. All right? If you need us for anything, it's Tim at timandjulieharris.com or Julie at timandjulieharris.com. And we'll talk with you guys today on the podcast. Have a fantastic day.